Yeah. I've been AWOL. I've been missing. I ain't been recording like I should have been. Like I said, I would be. It's just, I lost focus. I lost a lot of shit. And that's excuses. And I always told you I wouldn't make those. But you know, I got to sometimes. I just forgot again the purpose of me doing this is an outlet, a way for me to vent, talk about whatever I got going on, whatever's on my mind. To a certain extent, I guess, to say. So let's see where we're going to start. So we're in the middle of April, close to the ending, because it's about over now. This little year going by pretty fast. I don't know if y'all agree, because we almost in May now. Don't make them at the April. I think so. Yeah, but so okay, all of the events that happened. March 29th, the actual day that she passed, April 3rd, blah 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 blah. All of that's passed. I didn't do recordings then. I should have. I kind of sort of wanted to, but I also was dealing with everything. I have been trying to get myself to believe that I'm handling it better. But, I mean, yeah, okay. In a sense, I am handling it a little better. I've came to some conclusions, if you will. I figured some things out that make sense. And I will. Yeah, I'm going to share that with y'all. But I just got to keep talking for a little bit now. So, I didn't want to be depressed on the 29th. I didn't want to. I wanted to keep going, not think about it, not realize. And until the month, I was cool with that until the month of March hit. When March hit, I automatically remembered March 29th. I'm like, I could make it. I could do it. No, I couldn't. I didn't make it. I wasn't good. I was not good at all. And then I think the Sunday, I think that Sunday, wasn't that Sunday Easter after the 29th? Because the 29th was on a Friday. I think it was. I'm not 100% sure with anything in life right now, but whatever. That Easter Sunday, I went to church, and at that church, that's where the burial ground is. That's where my mom's buried. And I visited her grave. I did make that step. Normally when I hit the church ground, I start sobbing. This time I actually sat through the service and, you know, we kind of let me and my cousin kind of left early or whatever. But before we left, I went and visited her grave. Once I located where the grave was, I started sobbing then, and I talked to her a little bit, and that it still doesn't bring me peace. And I know I should give myself credit for that step, for being able to actually go to the gravesite, because I know I told y'all that I don't like doing it. I don't like going to see it. It doesn't bring me peace. It's not comforting to me to go to that gravesite. I struggle like hell going there. So I guess I should be proud of myself for accomplishing that much. But I don't know. I don't honestly, I don't really think I will ever get to a place of peace going to the gravesite. I may be wrong. Not saying that it will never happen, but I don't feel it will. And like I said, I could be wrong. It may happen. But okay, I did that. And honestly, I was kind of down ever since I did that. Like, that was too much for me. Like, I put too much on myself. Like, that was too fucking much. Like, why would you do that? But I need to try to start making progress and doing, and in doing that, I told y'all I came to some realizations and shit. Why I took this hiatus from y'all. I really hadn't accepted it. And I know it will be questions because I'm not completely understanding it myself. You know, I know she's gone. I know there's no more mommy here with me, but it's like I was holding on to some kind of faith, some kind of hope that she would just come back, like magically appear, like I was in a nightmare or some shit, and I would finally wake up and my mama would be back here and life could go back to normal. I could go back to who I was. So I guess what I'm saying, in a sense, I was delusional for basically 3 years. So I've came to the realization that it's not a nightmare. This shit is reality. My mom is dead. And I got to find a way to really, really, truly accept that and not hold on to dumb shit. Like, and like, I know I said I was seeing a psychiatrist, but it's like, it ain't like what you see on TV. Talking to them is not like what you see on TV. It's not the TV feel. And why I say that is because I talked about things, but I don't really think I got to a point to say that to the psychiatrist, because in reality, you don't want nobody to believe you're crazy. So you're going to edit and alter what you say. Honestly, I would not tell a psychiatrist, a therapist, anybody that is paid to evaluate my mental state that I thought I was in a nightmare and I had the delusions that my mom was coming back. I'm sorry, I just wouldn't do that. I don't even think I wanted to admit that to myself. So I know I wouldn't admit it to anybody else, but like I said, I had to accept it. I had to realize that's what I was doing. I was holding on to something. That's a lot of why I couldn't move on, why I still go through the depression, because after so long, it's like, damn, why she ain't came back yet? So dealing with that, I tried to talk about it. Anyway, I tried to talk about it with people, and I'm gonna leave it at that, but I accept that now. So the next step is to get that delusion out of my head and come to terms, come to peace, find a way to accept that I'm, I guess, borderline crazy, probably not even borderline, whatever. But I could move on from that. So that's not all that's really not what kept me from recording. I just, again, didn't remember what recording was for. It's for everything that I can't say in a conversation to another person, because I've talked about this also. My conversations are normally one-sided. I don't get to talk about what I feel. I don't get to get out my feelings, because by the time I get to my point, the person I'm talking to, I can relate to that, and this is what happened to me, and it goes on from that. And once you went on into your story, I don't want to tell mine no more. I'm good. I just find another way to deal with it. I'm good. That's just who I am. I'm not changing from that person. I want to get my shit out. It's good. Everybody get to vent to me. I need to vent too. So this is what the podcast is for. Venting. For Shantice to vent. But I stopped doing that. I started back bottling my shit up. That's not good. I know it's not good. That's probably why the high blood pressure is here and all that other good shit. But okay, now I remember. That's what I have you guys listening to me for. And so I'm back. Yes, it sounded like a question because it was a question to me also. But no, I'm going to record more. I feel it again in my spirit. Is for me, things that I love doing, if I'm not 100% into doing them, I'm not going to do it. And I haven't been 100% into recording, so I haven't been recording. It's just that simple. Now, I have notes. I have a little notebook here where I've written down things that I was going to talk about with you guys. And I think I was going to do it all in one episode, but I figured since I've let y'all, you know, just be hanging there for a month and some change or whatever, about a month, I'll split it up into different episodes so I could get give y'all more content, if you will. I could put more stuff out. Excuse me. So yeah, this is what I've been doing. Accepting things, dealing with things, trying to work my problems out on my own in my head, because I got to be my own therapist sometimes. It's hard being there for so many other people and then having to be there for yourself too. But, sometimes you got to stop worrying about other people and start worrying about yourself. So that's where we are, because we had the me era, right? Yeah, we weren't following through with that shit. It's still, I do stuff for people. Want to or not, I do things for other people without thinking about what I need to do for me. And that's just the bottom line of it. I guess that's just my personality type. That's just who I am. Something I can't get rid of. If I can, I'm gonna look into it. I really want to not be that person anymore. I'm tired of being that people. God damn it. Seriously, but not seriously. If you can understand that. But that's where we are. So, yeah. I really caught y'all up on everything. So, we've came to the conclusion that we were delusional. That was the conclusion. And we didn't know how to verbalize that. We really didn't. I say we, talking about me. So sorry. Shantice came to the conclusion that she was delusional and she couldn't express that to anybody. She's been trying to tell people that's what was going on with her, but yeah. And I think that's a lot of the reason why when it first happened, I was trying to go to a mental asylum. I ain't even gonna lie, because I knew it was something off about this. I know grief is hard, it's heavy. That's my ace, boom, coon that I just lost. My mom, my backbone, my everything. So I know it's gonna not be easy dealing with it, but I just knew it was something not right about the way I was. I'm so sorry, moving the table and shit because I can't be still. Yeah, I know how that go. But yeah, I knew it was something not right about how I was going about it. I said I was, I'm good, I'm accepting it. I know I wasn't. Like I said, verbalizing it to people, it was non-existent, because that's the first thought. Whenever you think something is off about you, letting somebody else know that is a different story. Like, these motherfuckers gonna think I'm crazy if I say this shit. I don't want nobody to think I'm crazy. You may be. You may be. No, seriously. I don't really think that is crazy per se. It's trying to cope with something that, trying to wrap your mind around something that is unfathomable. I fucked that word up, but you know what I mean. You can't grasp it. You can't accept it. You can't get it. It's your mind is your brain isn't computing it. Your brain doesn't want to compute it. And that's where the panic attack started. My brain was trying to put it together, but we weren't getting it. And we had to get it out some kind of way. Knock on wood, that's what y'all hear me doing. I haven't had a panic attack in so long. And I thank God for that. Because them things are nasty. But, so yeah. Excuse me. I've accepted this. And, I'm ready to go on from there. I could really see me going on from there. So, like I told you about me not really dealing with that date, the 29th, March 29th, to be exact, very well. While I didn't deal with it very well, I didn't deep dive off the deep end into depression. I mean, you're gonna have brief moments of depression. I may have been down or whatever, but I didn't get so down that I felt that I can get myself out of it. If that makes any type of sense. I didn't let it consume me this time. Yes, that's the word I'll be using. I didn't let it consume me this time, and I'm proud of how I handled that. I just, it's gonna be a journey. It's gonna be a hard task, dealing with this because grief is everlasting. Because, like I said, I accept now that person is never coming back. So you're going to grieve them until you die. And I don't know if we believe in the afterlife, but you may grieve them even in the after. No, you should meet them in the afterlife, right? That's what is the thought. So you shouldn't grieve them anymore. Anyway, sorry, I'm not finna get into that headache. But yeah, grief is everlasting. You're gonna grieve for years because unless you work some kind of magic and you forget that it ever happened to you, you're gonna always remember that person that you're grieving, because even 20 years down the road from now, it may be something that slips your mind. Like, I want to tell this person about, well, damn, I can't tell them because they're not here type situation. And then you go through the process. It's like opening a womb. Is you go through it again, you start grieving that loss again. So yes, it's going to be everlasting, but I truly believe for the sake of my sanity, that is something that you can get through. The pain is going to always be there, but it may simmer down to a slight dull pain. The emptiness will never go away. You will always feel empty. You will always have a void that you're going to try to fill. It's human nature. That void that you feel because of what you're missing, you're going to try to fill it. You're going to find any and everything you can to try to fill that void, but nothing is going to do it. And that's something that you're going to have to learn to accept. Nothing's going to fill that void. Nothing's going to give you that feeling that that person gave you again. That's something that we're going to have to live with. And the sooner we accept that, I guess the sooner we may stop trying to fill it. Who knows? I can't speak on that because I still try to fill that void, knowing that it's not possible. But hold on to hope, right? So, yes. We're back in session. And again, like I said, yeah, I'm working on it still. It's gonna be a process, but I'm working on it still. I can say that it is getting better because I've been living with it for the past 3 years, and I feel the change and I see the change in me. I'm trying to get back to life as I knew it somewhat. It's never going to be the same life that I had, but trying to get back to a sense of being around people more, not shutting myself out, not, I'm trying to get back to semi-normal life. That's the best way I could put it. And I know it's going to be a process, but I'm willing to take this journey, and I will carry you guys along on the ride with me, if that's okay with you, and give you updates every now and again on how I'm doing. Right now, I'm doing pretty good. Pretty well, I think. Yeah, no complaints like that. So, again, I am back and I'm happy to be back, and I'm ready to get back to doing something that I really, really enjoy doing. And look out for the next episode. I don't know when to look out for it, but like I said, I'm gonna give you at least 3 episodes back to back, to kind of, oh shit, to kind of get back in the game, because I've been off of my game for a while now and I'm ready to get back on this horse, you feel me? Oh yeah, that's what I was trying to put in there. I'm trying my best to get guests on the show to have other people talk about things, not just my life, because my life is really not all that exciting other than the grief. So I'm trying to get other people to talk about things that they have going on, not just have going on. I'm just trying to get guests on the show, okay? And I'm working on that. So wish me luck. And until next time, guys, thank you and be safe.